Strokes, both large and small, are a common cause of dementia. And in fact, this so-called vascular dementia often coexists with Alzheimer's disease. And some people think that microstrokes can in fact precipitate Alzheimer's. So vascular dementia is a huge problem, and there isn't a proven treatment once you have it. That's why a systematic review of the available evidence on Chinese herbal medicine is potentially so interesting. The review was performed by a team led by the director of the Cochrane Collaboration in Singapore, Edwin Chan, and Christopher Chen, a neurologist and director of the Memory and Cognition Centre at the National University of Singapore.
For most dementia patients, when you examine their brain, very few have either pure vascular dementia or pure Alzheimer's disease. Most patients will have both types of lesions. So mixed dementia is really the most common cause of dementia globally. In Asia, we find that there are many people with cerebral vascular disease and many people with vascular dementia. Therefore, we thought it was very important for us to examine vascular dementia and also treatments for vascular dementia.
This is especially also because in Asian societies, traditional medicine has a big buy-in. And in this era of evidence-based medicine and fake news, we felt we should have a look at this evidence base which we have.
Edwin, does traditional Chinese medicine even define vascular dementia as an entity?
No. Traditional Chinese medicine built the underlying cause to forces and energies which are not amenable to direct scientific investigation.
And of course, Norman, I think it's fair to say that the practice of traditional Chinese medicine has changed considerably over the years. They've been influenced by allopathic medicine concepts. So traditional Chinese medicine practitioners are often using the terminology used by allopathic medicine.
Allopathic medicine being our kind of medicine.
Western medicine, yep. Yes, right. And also, many practitioners of allopathic medicine or Western medicine are looking to traditional Chinese treatments to address the needs of their patients.
And it's said against the background that there isn't really any treatment for vascular dementia apart from reducing your heart risk factors.
Well, even that is controversial because we don't have good evidence that treatment of vascular risk factors ameliorates vascular dementia. We don't really have that yet. It's really very frustrating.
What Chinese therapies did you look at?
I think it's fair to say that those who firmly believe in the philosophy of traditional Chinese medicine would be horrified at what we are doing, because what we are doing is used standard international criteria for vascular dementia and only accepted trials which use these criteria. So if there are trials using traditional Chinese medicine which use a completely different classification system, then we don't detect them.
So let's look at the treatments that you found when you searched for studies, what they contained and what sort of results they obtained.
In the end, we identified three preparations because they are a complex of several herbs that we thought merited further research. And we are circumspect because, in general, the quality of the evidence that we found was low to moderate. And using the grade classification of certainty of evidence, we did not find any preparations that had a high certainty of evidence. Mm-hmm. And so that is basically our finding, actually, as an implication for future research.
So what you found was that there were three traditional Chinese medicine preparations which had a signal, if you like, from the existing research that you found worthy of further investigation. What were they?
They have tongue-twisting Chinese names. And one was what we call NMT or Nao Mai Tai, and the other one NXT, Nao Xing Tong, and the third one TXL or Tong Xing Luo. And as I said, essentially they're all complex of different herbs. This Cochrane review is unusual in the sense that it covers quite a broad spectrum of therapies under the name of traditional Chinese medicine. Yes.
And I'm assuming that depending on the practitioner you go to, they're not necessarily standardized in terms of how they are presented to individual patients.
Yes, so that's the other tricky part of doing research on traditional medicines in general, and that is the standardization of the preparation. And that is precisely why in our Cochrane review, we chose to look at that subset of traditional Chinese medicine formulary, which is highly standardized because of regulations in the production.
And finally, for consumers who are listening to this conversation who might be thinking of traditional Chinese medicine, did you find any harm?
That's hard to be clear about, Norman, because One of the problems with the quality of the trials was that we noted there was very sparse reporting of adverse events. And as a clinician, what really surprised me was, even for the studies which reported adverse events, how few there were. In real life, when I treat people with vascular dementia, unfortunately, many of these patients have multiple comorbidities. So the risk of adverse events, whether it's due to the drug or not, is usually quite high. So that is one of the issues that we face when looking at these studies. Are they really treating patients with vascular dementia? Do we really know much about the safety? I think we really need more stringent studies to address that.
So buyer beware, and let's get on and see if there is something useful in here, because there could be something hiding away here which could be effective.
Absolutely. And we have identified three preparations which appear to have a signal. We need to do trials based on these compounds and see whether there's really any efficacy at all. And also importantly, as you mentioned, is there a safety issue?
Thank you both very much indeed. It's been fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norm. Thanks for getting in touch with us.
Christopher Chen is a neurologist and director of the Memory, Aging and Cognition Centre at the National University of Singapore. And Edwin Chan is at the Singapore Clinical Research Institute. You've been listening to The Health Report. I'm Norman Swan. See you next week.